Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Morning, Ireland. Des is here with the sports news.
Yeah, morning, Anya. Starting with last night's football, Enzo Fernandez scored the only goal as Chelsea beat Tottenham 1-0 to move into the Premier League's top four and boost their hopes of Champions League football next season. But defeat for Spurs piled more pressure on their head coach, Ange Postecoglou. It's their 16th league defeat this season. The Republic of Ireland's women's team play Greece this evening in the first game of a Nations League doubleheader with Greece. The sides meet again in Dublin next week. Ireland come into the game off the back of a chastening 4-0 defeat away to Slovenia in February. But with us placed 35 spots above Greece in the FIFA rankings, Ireland will be expected to pick up 6 points from these two matches. The game today at 3 o'clock is on RTÉ2 and Radio 1 Extra. League of Ireland leader St Pat's will be without top scorer Aidan Keane when they take on the champions Shelburne tonight. Second place Galway host Shamrock Rovers. The other games see Bohemians host Sligo, Derry versus Cork and Drogheda United versus Waterford. Now in rugby, European action resumes tonight and we're at the knockout stages, so it's a huge weekend for the Irish sides. We're going to concentrate the Champions Cup. Leinster will have a crowd of over 55,000 at Croke Park tomorrow afternoon for the last 16 clash with Harlequins. It's quite a contrast to the 21,000 at the GAA's league finals. Munster travel to La Rochelle then to take on Runagara's side at 5:30 tomorrow. And to look ahead to tomorrow's two games, Donal Lenihan joins us now. Good morning, Donal.
Hiya, Des.
You'll be in Croke Park, that Leinster match. The young Leinster lads really gave a boost to the province with that performance at South Africa last week, didn't they?
Absolutely. Brilliant performance to win that game in the end in the Sharks. It's very hard to win in Durban. Now, none of those players will be involved tomorrow, but you can just imagine the boost when they arrived back in training on Tuesday with all the kind of international players who've been based back in Dublin. You could just imagine the boost it gave to the week preparing for this game.
Are Leinster hot favourites in your view?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, to be a disaster, let's be honest, if Leinster lost this one, you look at the contrasting teams. Quins are seventh in the Premiership at the moment. They've only won 6 of their 13 games. Leinster had 21 players who saw game time for Ireland in the Six Nations. You add the likes of Rabbi Slimani, R.G. Snyman and Jordy Barrett to that group and you really have an incredibly strong squad. The challenge for Leinster Days is, as a team, they won't have played together for over 2 months. So I think it might take them a while to get up to the collective pace. But there's so much quality within that Leinster side. Anything but a win would be a shock, really.
OK, and Munster going to take on Runagara's side, La Rochelle.
Yeah, what a game. That is huge interest down here in Munster. A massive crowd travelling to La Rochelle, even though tickets are impossible to get. I would have said 4 weeks ago when Munster lost to Edinburgh that Munster had no chance. But you look at what's happened since. I thought Munster were outstanding in Castlebar last week. The halfbacks reunited, Craig Casey and Jack Crowley, superb. On the flip side, poor old Rogers having a hard time. They haven't won a game in the last 8. They're 10th. La Rochelle, that is, are 10th in the top 14. So this game is going to be incredibly tight. I think Munster will give a huge account of themselves. La Rochelle lacking in confidence, lacking in that killer instinct that they've had. The only thing that sort of puts a cloud over it for me is the fact Alex Nankivell, who was sent off last week against Connacht, he's not available. And that might just swing the balance in favour of La Rochelle.
OK, Donald, thanks for joining us. Ulster play on Sunday in Bordeaux and in the Challenge Cup, Connacht meet Cardiff tomorrow night in Galway. It's a big weekend at Gaelic Games with the start of the 2025 Football Championship and the Division 1 finals in hurling. We've already had a verdict on the hurling. So what about the big game in the Football Championship as Donegal host Derry on what will be a poignant weekend? Let's get a verdict from former Dublin All-Star Paul Flynn.
It's obviously terribly sad that Nick O'Dwyer has been laid to rest on this weekend. I'm sure he would have loved this time of year with the championship season kicking off. So condolences to his family and everybody in Kerry. Donegal Derry, it's obviously a big game, a big rivalry between both teams. And we obviously had the excitement of last year's championship as well. The fortunate situation is that Derry seem to have a number of injuries now. There's a lot of question marks around some of their key players. They've been named in the panel, but I'm not sure their fitness levels, including Rogers and Fall and Murray. McCluskey, Lynch and Toholl. So these guys obviously are key guys for Derry, and they haven't got the largest squad, so I'll be really keen to see if these guys are fit or if they're covering up on injuries. But hopefully they are fit and give us a really, really good game. But it's a difficult situation for Paddy Talley in his preparation. With Donegal, look, this team are really poised to attack this championship. Under McGuinness' second season now. The possession control, their shots to attack efficiency is second to none, and their dominance and kickouts is key in this new game with the new rules. So they've got Bong, Gallagher, McHugh, Morgan driving from the back, three strike runners, Lang and Thompson in the middle of the park. But it's the guys up top, they've just got a range of scores, and Murphy returning, Gallen and McBurty, obviously key guys there, and the O'Donnells, who I've been really impressed with as well. So look, I just feel that this is going to be a difficult game for Derry. They've had an up and down league campaign and some good performances, but unless them key guys are fit, I don't see them being able to challenge this Donegal team. So I'm going for a Donegal win.
All right, that's Paul Flynn. In racing, it's day two of the Aintree Festival. Willie Mullins had four Grade 1 winners yesterday, but on Grand National weekend, I know lots of you will want to hear the thoughts of our racing commentator, Owen Ward.
Yeah, the big race of the year, and could we get a bit of history in it too, Des, because last year's winner, I Am Maximus, is back to defend his crown. He was arguably the most impressive winner of the National for some time last year, but he won't have it easy this time around because he has to carry top weight if he's to repeat the feat. But if he was to pull it off, it would be the biggest weight carried by a National winner since the Great Red Rum all the way back in 1970. He's one of six runners in the race for Willie Mullins, and well, you wouldn't put it past him given what the champion trainer pulled off yesterday with that Grade 1 four-timer. But there are plenty of other Irish contenders outside of the Mullins camp, and Irish trainers have won the race in five of the last six renewals, so plenty of reason to be hopeful. Hewitt could provide one of the stories of the race. He's a horse that only cost €850, and he will love the drying ground. Whilst Meath's trainers could have a very strong hand this year. Not only does Tom Gibney run last year's Irish National winner in Tense Raffles, but the Gold Cup winning trainer Gavin Cromwell, he has a trio of leading contenders. That includes Percyville Le Gallois, but I'm going to side with another horse that'll be carrying the JP McManus green and gold silks, and that's Oroco, a horse that has been targeted at this race all season long.
All right, good advice. Thanks, Owen Ward. Mullins, of course, will hold out his tally today. And there's also racing this evening in Wexford and Dundalk.